You ain't never been on E Block, bitch. You too excited.
Shit.
Yeah.
Shit,
God. Yeah, nice get
washed up. Shit, I ain't in that bitch, man. Shit.
Perfect. Wake your ass up. It's the Wake and Bake Show, live on eblockradio.com.
You already know what the fuck it is, man. The livest cloud radio show on the motherfucking planet.
And that'd be Earth. Cuss.
Straight from the E-Block Radio. Live on your dial right this moment, man. This is the Wake and Bake Show. Government Angry Man somewhere should be coming soon. Shit. My man Monk Money holding it down.
Yeah, what up, though?
And of course, man, it's your boy Q Lewis holding it down live from the 48205, man.
Rizzo.
Yeah, we in this thing, dog. Nice little weekend and shit, though. We got a few things to talk about, of course. That shit, Deion won, the Lions won. Shit, Michigan, I knew they was going in and shit, dog. King, I don't know if King won. I ain't checked, though. But, yeah, a lot of good sports this weekend. But, I guess we got to start with our little segments first and shit. Get them out the way. I seen some.
What segments? Some, like, shit. Tubi Movie Monday?
Yeah, Tubi Movie Monday. Yeah, you know how we do. Gotta give a shout out to the Tubi movies, though. I actually seen a good one yesterday. It's not my shout out, but it was actually a good one. It wasn't from Detroit, and it was some white people, so it was completely different from what I normally do. But I'll probably get them a shout out next week, though. We'll check that out. But for the time being, let's go ahead and jump into the Tubi Movie Monday for today, dog. Let's get into it. So this week, man, we back on our Tubi shit, of course. This one, not much of a throwback, but it was last summer. But I want to give a salute to this joint, man. It's called Who You With. Who You With is, I can't remember who it was written by. I'm supposed to remember all this shit. I do know it was directed by, Sharia Moore. Shout out to my homegirl, Sharia Moore, was the director of Who You With. Shout out to my man, Coke Horner. Who was amazing in that film, dog. So check out Who You With on Tubi right now. Definitely our Tubi Movie Monday. Speaking of Coke Horner, though, of course, this Friday is going to be the red carpet event for Lester, his new psychological thriller. So shout out to my man Coke. We will be in the building for the red carpet event this Friday at the Bel Air Center. Shout out to my dog. E-Block Radio will be representing at the motherfucking red carpet. So shout out to my man Coke Horner on Lester, the psychological thriller. You know what I'm saying?
Coke.
For sure, dog. So that's it. We got to do. We got to spin the block one time, and then we go get into our for real show and shit. Get into it real quick. But you know what spin the block is? We gonna go around the country and find a dope podcast to give a shout out to. So let's get to it, dog.
Spin the block. Spin it one more time. All the way. Got the drop on you. Send that side.
I don't really like Future, but that should be banging, though. This time, man, we gonna spin the block out in the DMV, dog. Shout out to my man Santiago, Super Saiyan Santi, over at All Gas No Brakes Podcast, man. All Gas No Brakes Podcast over there doing their thing, man. Their Facebook page, I want to say, just reached 2 million. So they over there doing their thing. Shout out to my man Super Saiyan Santi.
Super Saiyan Santi.
Out in the DMV and shit, dog.
I like his name.
Dog, for sure. Alright, so we in this motherfucker, dog. Angry Man and pulled up on the gang and shit, dog. It's been a weekend or been a week or however we doing it. It's been a little while and shit.
It's been a while.
Let's get to it, dog. Angry Man, what's been popping with you, dog? It's been a little while. Last week we held it down solo dolo and shit, dog. So what's good with you?
It's been a while.
Right. It's been an even longer while for you, though, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Angry Man, it's been good with you, though. That's it? Oh, maybe I cut your microphone now.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, because you already talk low and shit. I guess at least turn that motherfucker on.
Right. Mine on?
Yeah, yours on.
Ain't nothing been up, man.
You might have them headphones that he claimed wasn't working last week, though. I don't know.
No, it wasn't. Oh. It's always a claim. How come they...
So they working now?
Yeah, they working now.
Yours working? So I wonder what's...
I don't know.
User error.
You notice nothing never is his fault. Nothing. I didn't say it was nobody's fault. I just said it wasn't working. And he claimed they wasn't working. But they were in my ears. But he claimed they wasn't working. And I was just telling him, I wasn't accusing him of anything, but I just said, man, they're not working.
But are they working now?
What you want, a cookie or something because they're working now?
You know, so what's been going on with you, though?
Some eggs with some cheese on them because they're working now? I mean,
actually, yes. I would definitely take the eggs and cheese. I'm sorry you offered that because I would delightfully accept that shit.
Saying, put some bread on them, please, got some bread.
Right, make a sandwich out of that bitch for sure. Like I'm here for it.
Toast it a little bit.
Yeah, you I'm gotta do that. Just give me some bread.
Anyway, dog, what's been good with you, dog?
Nah, man, just working.
Yeah, for sure.
Chilling like a motherfucker, man.
Yeah.
Just trying to finish this year out on a positive note, I guess.
Yeah, you know what time it is, though.
What's that?
All them goddamn holidays and birthdays. You know what time it is.
Oh, yeah, that shit ain't gonna stop for me, man.
Right.
Once that train start rolling for me, it's downhill for at least 6-7 months.
Goddamn, that's a whole year.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah, I mean, I got them back to back to back to back to back.
Damn.
Yeah, I got a what? Let's see here. I got a birthday next month, mm-hmm. along with Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
Then I got Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a birthday after that.
Mm-hmm.
Then, what's that? Then I got a birthday after that. Now, where we at? February, then March is my birthday, then April.
No, March don't count, nigga. We're talking about this next couple months, eh?
Nigga, I'm leading up to that. I mean, shit, like I just said, from November, then I got Christmas, I got a birthday in January, got a birthday in February.
Is Christmas more important than birthdays? Like, shout out to Shy, because Shy had this question in this interview, dog. So I wanna ask y'all that shit. For your kids, is it worse to miss birthday gifts or to miss Christmas gifts?
Probably Christmas.
Christmas?
Yeah.
Yeah. What'd you say, Mark?
I say Christmas.
Yeah. Is that, and like, why is that, though, I guess?
I don't know. It's a program like that. I don't know.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you can slide a birthday
mm-hmm.
because it's just their day.
Yeah.
But on Christmas, you know, you don't want your kid walking around without nothing because everybody gets something.
I got you. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Everybody gets something on Christmas. Everybody celebrates it. Everybody don't celebrate your birthday.
I think that might have a lot to do with it.
Yeah, everybody don't celebrate your birthday.
Yeah.
But everybody celebrates Christmas.
I got you. That makes sense, though. That makes sense. And I just ask that shit because he always asks motherfuckers that shit, and I can't answer the question. Because I ain't got no kids to buy shit for, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, yeah, so, I was curious about that shit. Anyway, though, my bad.
Your fault.
Whatever, though. Shout out to all the dead eggs I shot into. Or my dead eggs. I don't know, whatever that shit. Whatever might be happening here.
Something happened.
Or, you know, pull up game just on 1,000 and shit, though. Pull out game.
Quit picking them up out the alley. You know.
That was one time.
Finding rotten eggs, man.
That was one time. Anyway, dog.
If you did it that time, it was more.
I know, right? Son Liberty said Angry Man wearing colors. Yeah, that's that. That must be that off day shit. Yeah. Hell yeah, I figured. That's that off day outfit, nigga. Yeah. Ain't gotta go to that bitch today.
Nah, I don't.
My buddy, what's been good with you, dog?
Man, shit, working, bro. I work like a motherfucker, man. I probably put in my fucking maybe 80 hours last week, bro. And then just working, bro. You know what I mean? Like, maybe 80 something. Shit. Because I did 35 at one, 34 at another one, and I worked on a food truck all day Saturday.
Damn.
11 to 8.
11 to 8. Where was y'all at?
Harvest Fest.
I heard that shit. I'm tripping.
Down there at the corner cut, bro.
Okay, right.
Yeah. It's like blocks of food trucks and you get trick or treating and.
Damn, that shit sounds like a good time.
Yeah, it was lit.
Dog, I'll let you hear no secret, nigga. I ain't been down to that motherfucker yet, dog.
Look.
The Queen of Cut, nigga.
Oh, no?
Hell no. Nah. I heard that shit dope as hell, though.
Yeah, it's dope as hell, though.
Yeah.
I mean, it's definitely good bike trip.
Yeah.
If you ride bikes.
Son Liberty says, shout out to those on strike, dog. Yeah, shout out to them, though. I hope they get their.
Yeah, man.
They try to
get. You know, and you know what? I'm on strike. Hopefully, I don't have to go on strike.
What you mean?
Because I got a new gig working at the casino and shit. Mm-hmm. And they might go on strike the 16th.
Damn, the casino?
Yeah.
Why?
Because they want more money. They want more than they're making it. Why we can't have no more?
I didn't even know that was a thing.
Yeah.
Damn.
So by the 16th,
there's a lot of motherfuckers strike.
If they don't motherfucking come out with numbers, they're gonna be picking in front of that bitch. Yeah. You know what I mean? So I mean, it is what it is. Shit. I mean, I think I came at a perfect time.
Right.
What I already get paid, and plus what they asking for $5 raise.
Yeah, $5.
Yeah. Yeah, $5. They're not probably not gonna get the $5, but they probably get $3.
Yeah.
But shit, they better say something before the 16th. The nigga stepping.
Damn, that's like next week.
Yeah.
Damn, just got to that motherfucker.
Yeah.
Damn.
As long as I pick it, I get the check. Shit.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So I mean, that's good.
That's crazy. I hope niggas get what they asking for though, cause like just in the industry period. In everybody's industry, like, just get what you pay, what you worth, dog.
Yeah,
they gonna keep upping the price on life.
Yeah.
So they need to up the price on a nigga paycheck.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And the bubble's getting motherfucking smaller and shit. And shit getting expensive. You know what I'm saying? Like, damn.
Duh. Right, you buy 10 things, dog, it's $100.
Yeah,
easy.
Yeah, nigga, grocery store, $100, nigga, I come up there with at least fucking 50 items.
Duh.
Nigga, $100 now, nigga, you got 15 items. Like, nigga. God damn.
Dog, yes, man. I'm really looking at prices on shit.
Well, hell yeah.
I be fucking clipping digital coupons and shit, nigga. That's,
all that shit now, yeah. Bro. Oh, you got to.
Nigga. Shit. And I know niggas understand me when I say this, dog. Orange juice, $7, nigga.
Wow.
For a gallon of orange juice, it's $7, nigga.
Wow.
And that's just, that's the store brand shit.
Yeah.
You get a Tropicana or some shit, that shit like... $6 for the little shit.
Yeah, that's cool. That's what's up, but I mean, I'm glad my OG, man, she been hitting Folky Hope up lately.
Oh, word.
I've been fucking Folky Hope up. I don't give a fuck. I don't fuck with nobody to say either.
Yeah.
I got the Folky Hope cheese.
That nigga said the Folky Hope.
I got the Folky Hope motherfucking orange juice, nigga.
Yeah.
I got the Folky Hope grape juice, nigga. Like, shit, nigga.
Hey, do the shit still come in the can?
No.
Oh. No. Right, that's some 1970
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, yeah. But
right,
it still tastes the same, I tell you that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, shit. I don't
it was something it. About that can, though, man. I think it gave me a little rust flavor.
That shit was good. I love it.
You didn't keep it. You not wasn't supposed to keep it in the can, I guess, because
we
opened it up and put that bitch in the pitcher.
That's probably what we were supposed to do.
Yeah.
But he didn't ever do that shit, though. So yeah.
Only thing I'm missing is the peanut butter. Yeah. But I don't even think they make the peanut butter like that no more.
Probably not. It probably ain't the same.
Probably give you some off-brand peanut butter.
Probably so. Canned cheese, hell no.
Ain't nothing like them peanut butter
cheese come in a box, my dog.
Come in a box. Ain't nothing like that Folky Hope peanut butter cookie, boy.
My mama put me on that shit. I thought that shit was the most amazing fucking cookie.
Man, that bitch was gangster.
That shit was good as hell. I wonder is there something different about the peanut butter? Like,
I don't fucking know, bro. It was fucking gangster.
That shit was good.
Yeah.
My bad, we got all sidetracked. Yeah, what was you talking about?
I don't know, man, but yeah, that was my shit working, bro.
Niggas on strike and shit.
And, working like a son, bitch, man.
Yeah.
And I'm not hoping I hope they give us that motherfucking couple dollars.
Yeah.
And that strike shit is, man, come on. I just want to work. You know what I'm saying? So.
So I guess my weekend was kind of cool and shit, low key. Friday I went to the first annual Podskers award. E-Block Radio Podcast Network was nominated. Unfortunately, we came up a little bit short, so we did not win the award. But I still had a good ass time, dog. Shout out to my man Miles. Shout out to Gigi. Shout out to Maria, dog. The whole team over there at Podcast who put this event together. I'm talking about shit was good, food was good, the ambiance was dope. The photographer was dope, dog. Like, shit, I got a couple of good pics and shit. I'm about to post those and shit in a few, actually. But yeah, salute to all the people who won the Tubi streaming awards. So a bunch of movie makers was in the building, podcasters and shit. It was a good time. So shout out to the whole gang, dog. Shout out to my mans. Who I wanted to shout out? Everybody, nigga. Fuck, I don't know. Everybody. Everybody who did that shit. Shout out to D Jones, man, who was one of the hosts, funny ass comedian in the city. So yeah, good event there. Saturday I didn't really do much of shit, dog. Sunday, shout out to my cuz Gigi and shit. We fucked around and watched the Lions game over there. That shit was dope. We got, you know, real high and watched football. So that shit was fun. So shout out to all my cousins who pulled up. Yeah, that was my weekend shit though. But it's Halloween season, dog. So shit, that's what we gonna get into now about this. What the fuck was that? First annual, inaugural, whatever, motherfuckers. God damn. My man hit me in my group text about that shit. He was like, it ain't first annual, it's inaugural. So I don't give a fuck, nigga. You know what I'm saying. God damn it. Niggas always English major ass motherfuckers, man. Y'all right, okay? Damn. You the second person who told me that shit. You know what I'm saying? They told me that shit last night, and guess what? I still said that shit again, because I don't give a fuck. I earned the right to manipulate English language. But, yeah. So Halloween shit, dog. That's what we're getting ready to talk about. It's Halloween season. I did see that they got a new Evil Dead too. I've been wanting to watch that shit because I heard that shit was good. Yeah. But let's jump into that shit, dog, because it's after 10:30, man. Top five motherfucking scary movies and shit, dog. Hey, man, we gonna start with you, dog. We gotta ask. We gonna ask her. Yo, top five scary movies and shit, dog. What you say?
I don't know. Top five scary movies. Really ain't shit out there scary, man. So I'm probably gonna have to go to my childhood on this one.
Is it to the childhood though?
Yeah. Probably I'm gonna go with Halloween.
The original?
Yeah. Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Amityville Horror House.
Amityville.
Yeah. Poltergeist.
Caroline.
Right. Like all them motherfuckers dead.
Walk to the light, Caroline.
And I'll probably end it. I mean, I don't know, man. That last one is a tough one. Because I didn't watch a lot of horror movies because I didn't think they were scary enough to watch.
Yeah.
But
so let me say, white man's burden.
I guess that would be a horror movie for them. Huh?
Yeah, that shit was kind of funny. Shit.
And maybe a Hellraiser.
I never got into that shit, bro. I never got into the Hellraiser shit.
Honestly, me either. I don't think I watched the whole show.
Me neither.
And that's about it.
Yeah, that's it right there.
Yeah.
Kind of classic. No Nightmare on Elm Street. Not even that first one.
That's not funny. I mean, that wasn't a horror movie.
The first one was, nigga. Come on, quit playing. Yeah.
Nah, it wasn't a horror movie, man.
That nigga ain't started getting the one-liners to part two, nigga. Come on, part one was scary.
No, it wasn't.
All right, cuz. Yeah. All right, cuz.
I don't.
You got it big time.
I mean, if you were scared
in
of them,
comparison, though, like I understand what you're saying about the other ones.
I mean, if you was afraid, that's you. But if I wasn't, and you can't get upset with me,
that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that you're saying that it was funny. I said the two through the rest of them was funny.
I said it wasn't scary. It wasn't like scary to me.
I thought you said it was funny. I think it's probably Duke.
Duke who?
Duke.
Come on!
It could be Lowdown. Yeah. Lowdown told me yesterday he was coming by.
Oh, okay. Because everybody said he was dropping.
Wake your ass up. It's the Wake and Bake Show, live on eblockradio.com.
The eBlock Radio Podcast Network loves our fans, and we need your help. Click the link in the description and become a patron on our Patreon page. You can help us continue to deliver informative and funny entertainment as we've always done. But not only that, you'll have a chance to win free gifts, cash prizes, and get access to behind-the-scenes footage, videos, and photos. So what are you waiting for? Go ahead and click that link in the description and become a patron on our Patreon page.
Wake your ass up. It's the Wake and Bake Show, live on eblockradio.com.
Maybe, I don't know. Oh, low down. Yeah. All right, shit, yeah, we got company on the block and shit, dog.
I told you niggas just to come on, man.
Yeah, I told you that's all they gotta do. Anyway, so that's your top five right there?
Yeah. Right, yeah, so I mean, I tried to go with the ones that that pretty much, you know, was close to true stories.
Yeah, close to true story. What about
squares?
What about?
Yeah. Get low down in this bitch.
Dirty.
Oh, you know,
that's without a W for the GED people.
That's without a W.
What up, though?
So, what about you, dog? What you say? What's your top five?
My top five. I go with.
I thought that was a brew. I was like, God damn, it's early, my nigga.
Hey, I will go make a run.
I was like, God damn, it's early.
You know, you go get that
run.
What's
the top five we talking about?
Top five horror movies and shit, though.
Oh, Michael Myers.
Oh, yeah. Well, fuck, you the guest and shit. Jump on. You gonna take that five.
Terrifier and It. Shit. I call him Shit. The Clown.
Oh, yeah. It was crazy. Man, what the fuck is Terrifier? What the fuck is that?
Terrifier. Oh, that's the big
I don't know nothing about that shit, dog.
Went to Herman Kiefer High School, dog.
Herman Kiefer High School, dog.
Terrifier and It.
Yeah, it was crazy.
It was
the original one or the remake?
All of them. And Jeeper Creeper.
I did fuck with Jeepers Creepers.
Jeepers Creepers.
I did fuck with Jeepers Creepers.
They talk about Superman.
That.
Get him together. Yeah.
Hey.
Can't nobody get him.
Son Liberty said, The Hill Have Eyes. That was
sure. I like The Hill Have sure. Eyes. Yeah.
A sure. Quiet Place. That shit was good.
The House on Haunted Hill.
That shit was good.
And The Devil brought old girl in the subway. The devil brought her home. Yeah, he snatched her up. Yeah, that one too.
And he said, yeah, that one too. Yeah. Hey. So let me say, I love black culture. Never would I have a friend named Lowdown.
I don't blame you. I don't blame you. You got my condolences.
No, that's black culture for you right there.
Negros.
Right.
Negros.
My buddy, dog. What you say, dog? What's your top five?
My top five. I got Insidious in mind, dog. I like the first one.
Insidious.
That was dope.
Right? 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah, that was pretty dope.
That's
I ain't
like
seen the last
freaky
one.
Little Japanese shit.
Yeah. What else? Scary. I would say Saw.
Oh, Saw 6. It just came out.
Saw 10, nigga. That was 10.
Oh, that's 10. That's the X. Oh, my man. You ain't talking to me. I put the sidewalk out. Yeah.
My dog said he don't know the Roman numerals, but.
Thank you. See, you even do better than me. You got a diploma.
Dog said he ain't fucking with the Roman numerals, nigga. 6, 7, 10. Whatever the fuck out there.
One of them motherfuckers.
One of them
motherfuckers. The one that
somebody
was just on commercial.
Right. Duh. My man, dog, you said Saw.
Saw.
Yeah, it just came out. That's all I know.
The one that just had the commercial. You know, the one that just was on
TV. The commercial. For sure.
Yeah, that one. And Jason I gotta put Friday the 13th in there for me, because the first one, the second one, and the third one. They were fucking serious.
The originals?
Yeah, they were serious.
Well, how many hospitals do you need to escape to which one?
You talking about Michael Myers? That nigga escaped all kinds Jason of shit. Too. He Jackson escaped too. The whole motherfucking police station. Damn. Murked them all.
Now, that shit was weak, though.
He murked the whole police station, cuz.
Damn.
That nigga, he said Cabin in the Woods. Did y'all see Cabin in the Woods?
I seen Cabin in the Woods.
Cabin in the Woods was...
Alright, it was alright.
Yeah.
The Hills Have Eyes was fucking terrifying
the
for me.
The Hills Have Eyes, I like that.
That bitch was
and
terrifying
the
for me.
House on Haunted Hill.
You gonna keep saying that shit, though. Yeah, fucking, that shit was scary, nigga.
They look like these houses right here.
House on Haunted Hill.
Yeah, but we on Eagle side. Yeah.
13 Ghosts was the shit, too, though.
13 Ghosts.
13 Ghosts, yeah.
Yeah. That was the shit, too.
This nigga really about to make a story, huh?
I am. What y'all want? Man, I gotta write it down
because
I don't know Roman
noodles. I ain't drinking shit this early,
dog. I don't know Raymond noodles yet.
That's exactly yeah. Raymond noodles.
Is that what you said?
Raymond noodles.
Roman numerals. Nigga,
I think you said Raymond.
What the fuck?
What you say, up in there?
You don't need to go to the store.
That nigga said Raymond noodles, nigga.
My bad. Hey.
Roman numerals, my dog.
I'm the indigenous. I'm indigenous.
Oh, shit.
I got indigenous.
I'm looking like Ramen Noodles.
I would have
sidewalk
high, man. Goddamn.
What,
y'all ain't wrote that down?
Man. Oh, I know you're talking shit, man.
Oh, shit. Thank y'all for having me over.
Man, look, the invite always open, bro.
Yeah.
I went to the wrong house on Wednesday, though. Oops. Tell them to be bad that they shoot at me. I'm going to the store, man. What y'all want? Y'all ain't saying nothing, though.
Shit is early, cuz I don't know.
Hey,
fuck it, Son of Liberty, what should we have this morning, dog?
Nigga, I need a salmon.
Anybody listening right now, hit me in the comment box. Tell us what we should have from the liquor store this morning.
Man, the lowdown going, Freddie Tiffany, a.k.a. Freddie Tiffany International, b.k.a. Off Balance International, then they all LLC.com.
Hey, look, real quick, this nigga that got serious, though.
You
plugging the business and shit, nigga? Nigga that got serious on my
ass. Wait till I get this 90 proof in me. You ain't seen nothing yet.
Not the 90 proof, though.
And when Walgreens go on strike, I know something wrong. Walgreens going on strike.
Get low down out of here, man.
Nah, fuck
you
it.
You hurt my chest.
Hey, surprises, dog.
We ain't got no defibrillator over here. Sorry, no defibrillator. They ain't giving you mouth to mouth.
Oh, shit. What's wrong? Oh, hell no, Bo. Bo talking about E and J. No, nigga.
No,
I can't fuck with no E and J.
Fuck no. What? Irk and jerk?
Fuck it. We take some. I don't know. We gotta do some clear shit this morning. Shit. Maybe do some vodka or some.
I'm getting some extra tequila.
Extra smooth. You know what? Fuck it. It's an extra smooth Monday.
Because y'all dealing with a smooth operator.
All right, fuck. Yeah. I fuck with it, dog. Extra smooth.
And what's her name? Sade. Yeah.
Oh, Sade so that's trash.
That's my godmother. Yeah.
Sade so trash,
bro. Oh, really? No, I think Lauryn Hill is. But, we'll talk about that later.
Yeah,
and what else y'all need?
That's it. We gonna fuck with that schmoo.
Why ugly man ain't saying nothing? Oh, no, it's angry man. I'm the thing. Okay,
he said, why ugly man?
Yeah.
Yo, what's going on here, dog?
I'm trying to see who the fuck he talking about.
This shit going crazy this morning.
Hey, look, I ain't mean to say nothing because I ain't got no headphones on. But look, that mean I ain't important. But Eminem was at the game yesterday. Shout out to the Lions. Eminem, you know why he always got his hood on? Because he got a peanut head like this nigga head.
So he took this whole opportunity
to say that.
To say that shit.
I did forget he's a stand-up comedian.
What happened there?
He's pissed because I missed this last show.
Hey, bro, that nigga say, I don't know ramen noodles.
That was funny as hell.
He invited me to the last show, and one of his shows, and I ain't show up, so he's pretty upset about that.
No, for sure. So let me say, low down, sound like you need to make regular appearances like the guest on Mr. Rogers. For real, this nigga fooling, though. Low down. I really thought he was about to say something about the Eminem shit.
That nigga
say, why ugly man?
He didn't already call
me angry man.
John Legend, little brother, real quick. Y'all must didn't hear
that. I didn't hear that shit.
Yeah, y'all didn't hear that.
I didn't beat that shit. Fucking child, that's your little brother, dog.
Crazy.
Man, that nigga been like that since we were kids, dog.
Kids, like, he had my chest hurting, bro.
Dog, crazy sales. Anyway, that
every
was
time he come around, dog, can't help it.
What the fuck was your five again, nigga?
I forgot. That nigga had me dying laughing, dog. It was.
Oh, shit.
And he wondered why I won't come to a show. Nigga, I ain't coming to none of your show.
He gonna go off on you and that bitch.
All day.
Yeah. Duh, funny as hell.
Oh, shit, I forgot. Saul, what was it?
Insidious. Oh, yeah, I know Saul was one of the cities.
Jason.
Yeah. You talking about the originals, though. You went back and looked at them motherfuckers, though?
What?
The originals?
At that time.
Yeah, no, I'm just, yeah, I feel
I was scared.
Yeah, no, I got you.
Now? No, it's hilarious.
It's bad.
And it's bad, you know, everything. Camera, angles.
Them bitches is legit Tubi movies, nigga. Legit Tubi movies.
You just watching this shit to boobs.
And that too.
Right.
They had titties. Tits. Man. You gotta see some tits.
That days.
You guaranteed to see some tits.
Nah, for sure. Duh, too funny, man. I don't even know. Nobody said Candyman. Huh? I ain't fuck with Candyman.
That was not scary.
It wasn't scary to me either.
It wasn't?
No.
I mean, I fuck with Candy. It was an interesting movie. I'm not saying it wasn't interesting, but it wasn't.
It's kind of hard to be scared when the neighborhood whoop your ass, man.
Anyway,
Jason and Michael Myers never got their ass whooped by the neighborhood.
That's true.
That's probably because they was in the suburbs.
Then they come thinking green and green.
You see how they did the black man? They gave him the ghetto.
Nah, there you go. I knew you was about to go there with that shit.
Go there with it. Is that not what happened?
Yeah, that's what happened, I guess.
And he only made it past part two out that motherfucker.
That's it.
Michael Myers been killing since 62, man. Yeah. He's still alive.
Boy, get the fuck out of here.
What?
Son, let me say he ain't never heard of Candyman. Get the fuck out, seriously?
What?
Damn. I know that wasn't just some nigga shit, wasn't it? That wasn't just nigga shit.
Yeah, pretty much.
Nigga, he was in Cabrini Green.
Damn, so you mean white people didn't watch Candyman? You get the fuck out of here.
Man, no.
It was in Cabrini Green.
No.
Told you.
Hold on, cuz.
That shit is racist.
Don't watch that shit.
I don't believe that shit, bro.
That shit is racist,
that shit,
man.
Don't like this.
I told you, man. I told you.
White folks didn't watch that shit,
bro. Bro, that's crazy. I didn't realize that. I thought that shit was.
They really
that nigga
think,
say, what's that?
They really think the Candyman sell candy.
Nah, that was
I'm just saying.
That was John Wayne Gacy and shit.
Shit. Freddy Krueger had Elm Street.
Yeah. Nice suburban cul-de-sac.
Suburban cul-de-sac. Killing in the cul-de-sac.
Killing in the cul-de-sac.
That's all you fucking done to say that.
That's my next movie. I'm going to have a 2 people Monday movie. It's going to be motherfucking Killing in the cul-de-sac.
Actually, that's a good title, though. I ain't going to lie to you.
It's a lifetime shit.
That's a really good title. They got fuck with that.
Yeah.
We should put that shit together, right? Yeah,
Killing the cul-de-sac. Mm-hmm.
That's going to be a first script, huh?
First script.
Shit, white people don't
know. I'm talking shit, though.
I'm going to act and direct that bitch.
You acting and directing?
And directing. I'm acting for sure. I'm a great actor. Somebody else.
Anyway, so my top five. Superb actor, nigga. You ain't never seen a nigga throw money like that at a stripper.
That should be part of your top five horror movies, dog.
Damn. Shots fired like a motherfucker. All right, so.
Yeah, because that's supposed to be me.
What? Nigga, you don't want to chose to go to work instead, nigga.
I ain't choose to go to work. That was an obligation.
Me too.
You went in early on the day off or some shit, nigga.
I had to go to work too, y'all. You did.
You did some shit because you had the day off, nigga.
No, I did not.
Yes, you did.
No,
it was an extra day or some shit you were saying.
No, I did not have the day off.
It was something. It was OT. It was something, nigga.
Okay, that means if it was OT, I had to go to work.
So if it was OT, you really had the day off.
No. I mean, that's easy for you to
say. Overtime means that you had already worked your 40 hours, nigga.
Oh, Tommy ass nigga sitting over here talking shit.
I'm just saying. You chose to go to work.
Yeah, I chose to go to work.
So you can't be mad about missing the opportunity you could have came.
No, I didn't.
Anyway, dog. My motherfucking top five, dog. I'm going to go with... Let me see. Because it is my number one shit, just because of my experience with it shit a couple of summers ago, nigga, watching that shit. The new ones, though, the part one and two. So that's my number one for sure. But I think after that, though, I actually did think that Nightmare on Elm Street, the first one, was scary. Also, not like Texas Chainsaw Massacre, I thought was scary, but like on some freaky, scary shit. Like just some gruesome, like some crazy, like weird ass shit, dog. So them two. And the one that, like, I ain't gonna lie to you, dog. That shit was scary as fuck. And they got a new one out now, dog. The fucking Exorcist. And, I don't think I'm gonna do... I ain't gonna be able to do it, my nigga. I'm talking about to the point now that, nigga, I turn to China when the preview come on and shit, nigga. Like, I don't know about that. I want to see that motherfucker, but...
Yeah, I don't know about that shit.
Yeah,
I forgot to say Caroline scared the shit out of me too. You were too old to be scared of movies, man.
Yeah, but it's something different about demons and devil possessions that's like a little real life, nigga. And it's kind of that shit's kind of scary because I do believe that some motherfuckers is possessed because some of this shit that these niggas doing can't be out of human spirit.
Truly on demon time.
Like truly on demon time, dog. So that's the reason why shit like that is scary to me because, yeah, nigga, that shit. fuck this nigga, man. I hate this nigga, dog. That nigga gonna say Quincy horror movies, typo, sweating to the oldies. Dillamil and Peloton. Ain't that a bitch? This nigga get creative with his fat jokes, nigga.
Weight Watchers. That nigga said Weight Watchers, bro.
That was a good one. I ain't even gonna lie to you.
That's fucked up.
I ain't even gonna lie to you. That was a good one, dog. Hey, fuck you, buddy. Oh, shit, man. Anyway, that's all I had.
So that nigga only said two.
I said four. Five, I mean. Nigga, I said the fucking It was number one, nigga. And then I said, what's the shit I just said?
Yeah.
Hold on, I said some other shit.
Yeah, what?
What did I say, nigga?
You said It.
Yeah.
You said
first Nightmare on Elm Street, the first one and shit, right? And then I said,
No, that's it.
No, I said some other shit. Didn't I?
That's it.
Okay, I might be high a little bit, dog.
Bitch, one time.
Yeah, nigga, that was enough. Shit's early. And we about to drink Bumpy Face. All right, so.
Who is we?
Huh?
I don't know who the fuck is we.
We is, nigga.
Ain't nobody French in this
bitch. We a team, nigga.
We my ass.
We a team.
We no know.
We a team, dog. We about to get Bumpy Face 10 in the morning, dog.
Go ahead.
All right, so what was I saying? Okay. What was it again? The first Nightmare on Elm Street, and then Evil Dead, the old one and shit, right? Poltergeist is one, and then it's this 1/22 though.
Evil Dead was
one. Huh?
What?
Evil Dead was one.
Nothing.
What was you about to say, man?
You didn't say Evil Dead the first time.
What nah, you said it's five. You said I only said two, so obviously I didn't say it.
Okay.
Hey, nigga, so I'm doing my five now. Okay, well, now my fifth one is just what was the fucking name of that shit though? Damn, I can't think of the name of the shit. But it was a movie. About this young girl they was at this garage, this yard sale, and she had found this jewelry box or whatever. The jewelry box had contained some demon spirit and shit though. And they took the motherfucking box home and the spirit like tormented these.
The husband and the wife was in it.
Yeah. And they ain't know where the shit was coming from because they ain't know the girl had took the shit from the yard sale. Like she stole it. So she had took the jewelry box and every time she opened it, the spirit came out that motherfucking it was possessing people. I want to say maybe it was called The Possession. I know that shit, that kind of shit scared me, nigga. That kind of shit scared the fuck out of me, nigga. I don't know. Like, evil spirits and demons and shit. Unfortunately, I guess I believe in that shit, dog.
I'm too old for that shit, man.
Too old to what, though?
I don't know. Be all that scary about movies, man.
About demon shit, though?
Yeah.
No, I'm asking, like, too old to be scared of demon shit or just demon shit movies?
Both of them.
How do you get too old to fear demons?
You ain't seen one. So what you scared of? Last time you saw a demon, nigga.
Man, when's the last time you seen a lot of shit? Don't mean that you shouldn't be afraid of it, nigga. Like, I don't understand.
It's kind of hard to be afraid of something you haven't seen.
I have faith that I'll be scared of it.
Have faith.
I have faith.
I ain't never seen a demon, but he's scared of it. Make that make sense to me, man.
I mean, look, dog. I was trying not to make this connection, dog. But there are a lot of things, sight unseen, that people put their faith into. I wasn't trying to take it here and shit, but dog, I'm just saying. Uh-oh. The Bumpy Face is back, dog. It's time to sign off.
Yeah.
It's time to sign off before.
I ain't drinking this.
And it's a big ass bag of shit, though.
Well, I know my problem. What's
it's clanking and shit.
Ain't kick me out. Yeah, they got a restraining order.
Oh, God damn.
Yeah, I'm an alcoholic. With a K.
Dog, is that a 40?
Oh, hell yeah. Man, I'm old school, man. Yeah, I'm a retired peasant. I ain't retarded. Yeah.
Dog, my man Lowdown just pulled out a 40, dog. Put that on the camera, dog. Put that. Motherfucking. A 40 of Coors Light, my nigga.
Bigger than my head, bro.
Now, when the last time you drank a 40, nigga?
Oh, yeah. Cold 45.
Yeah.
Cold 45.
So, apparently this morning's about to get lit, dog. We gonna go ahead and get up out of here, shit.
Damn, now y'all gotta go. I couldn't even get no headphones. Oh, for real?
Oh, shit. From 10 to 11, nigga. You've been, niggas been knowing the time forever, dog. Mm-hmm.
10 to 11. Thank y'all for having me over, though.
For sure. For all sure. day, man.
And I'm a retired pimp, but I'm not retired.
The people say you need to be a recurring guest and shit, dog, so they want you back.
Wait till they get a load of me. Yeah. Google that movie.
Google that movie. On that note, dog, we about to, apparently we getting ready to drink, so. And his weed. It's a lot of shit going on this morning.
DMX was always right. What the fuck they want from a nigga?
All right,
still
fuck
quiet. You still quiet?
Nah,
I like Coco Melon, brother.
We not gonna go here this morning. Bro. We're not doing that.
Ain't he want off Sesame Street?
No, I was never on Sesame Street. I don't even know what Sesame Street is.
No, what?
What you laughing at?
We not going there with you.
Yeah, we about to get up out of here now. We'll go around the block one last time, dog.
Oh, you Bert.
Right.
Or Ernie.
It will be the one time
I wear color. Shit, right?
It will be the one time I wear color.
Oh, he finally talked. I didn't know he could talk.
Funny as hell.
Y'all, we've been dealing with this motherfucker since we was in the sixth grade.
Oh,
okay.
They talked about Jesus Christ too.
He been bullying us since we was in the sixth grade.
Yeah, I know my problem. What's your problem?
You right about now.
My four therapists told me that I'm helpable with two B's. Yeah. So I can't get the check till she wants, that bitch won't sign off. And let me tell you this before y'all go.
Yep.
I want to see Sirius and Alexis. I want them bitches to fight because they some lying bitches. I want both them bitches to fight. Okay, I just wanted to sign off on that.
Angry Man, what you want to leave the people with now?
Choose your friends wisely.
And if they choose you, ain't nothing you can do about it.
Yeah, absolutely. But I have no idea what I want to leave him with. Shit.
Right.
I mean,
it ain't got ass to do with the topic, nigga.
I know. Yeah. I never do. I'm always all over the goddamn place.
But you think you got a problem? You can come with me. There's plenty of room.
I don't want to go.
You don't want to go?
No. That's a horror movie. Skirt. Yeah. Riding with Lowdown. That's a horror movie right there.
I'll
be here when you get back.
Lowdown.
Yeah,
I'll
wait.
What about the movie star ride?
I'll wait.
Hey, for sure. That is fucking terrifying, bro. You ride with this nigga, ride with Lowdown. You whip out a fucking pint of motherfucking smooth. And a 40, like, bitch, we get drunk. Driving, nigga?
He said, terrifying.
Hey, what?
I thought we were talking about how the movie. Wait till you get a load of me. I just ain't been in there.
Shit. AQ, that'd be one of them situations we always talk about. What happened to Angry Man? That nigga rode with Lowdown. That's that nigga fault.
Yeah. What was you doing, my nigga?
I get blamed for everything anyway, so I admit mine. You know, I got a list of names in my pocket. I ain't going out by myself.
That's okay.
Don't need no Brown.
Right, need no Brown ass nigga.
We know.
Somebody listen.
We know. We know. But nah, shit. I don't know, man. I mean, movies. I mean, I guess as a kid. I mean, I don't even think kids are scared of horror movies no fucking more.
You ain't got tissue over here. Oh shit. Oh, I got a Ben's ass. Don't ask me how to spell it.
This guy, man.
Uh-oh, he about to break down self-help books.
This guy, man. That's what happens. That's what happens when you bring stand-up comedians on your show. They just won't quit.
Go ahead, break down. We with you, man. We your friends, man. We there with you.
Take say we there with you.
Ah, we your friends.
Lean on me. You're not strong.
And this motherfucker wonder why I won't come to his show.
I'll be your friend. Go ahead.
And he wonder why I won't come to one of his shows.
I don't blame you.
I'm going to sit in the back where it's dark, so you can't see my eyes.
We need with two niggas in the kitchen. So I got to come to the
You finished up.
Hey, I didn't think you was listening to me. I ain't got no earphones on either.
I still can hear.
By Dr. Dre, I ain't got no earphones on either. Oh, they JVC though, my man.
Duh.
People, y'all see
what girl this thing is though.
Y'all see what we had a girl with, man.
I didn't get no cups.
I got cups.
Y'all see what we had a girl with, people.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right there.
I don't want to move the furniture. You know.
No, you good. It's right there. Yeah, I mean, it's right there.
people he been doing this to us since we was in the 6th, 7th grade.
By your bag, ain't there some red cups over there? Damn, it ain't.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I was saying.
He been fucking with us since we were kids, man.
I only know Raymond Noodles. I don't know numerals or whatever the fuck you
can't see. 3.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure you got yours. You probably straight.
I put the sidewalk high school, man.
Nigga, finish up. What's your final sentence, nigga?
I'm waiting on Joe.
Nah, go ahead, dog. Go ahead. What's your final sentence? We about to get out of here.
That's a big word sentence. How do you spell that? But go ahead, though. Slow to go. Go ahead.
Hey, man.
Slow to go.
Self-help made.
What up, dog?
The doodle coming here like, late as fuck. Young doodle, what's up with you,
dog? Girl, it's the camera's on and shit. So. I know you backing up. That's why I said. That's why I gave you the heads up. The camera's on.
If y'all want going off the air, wait till I tell you about this one here.
We going off air. We getting ready to.
Yeah. We getting ready to.
What up, though, man? Yeah.
Hey, fuck it. Let's finish up, nigga. We out of here, dog. Give me your final sentiments, nigga. We about to log on.
My final sentiments is always, obviously, seeing this crowd today. Choose your friends wisely. Okay, because that could be a horror movie at the end of the day.
And who fuck you first, family? That's what I call it.
Not choosing
it's
the
friends,
then the one that won't let me.
I was gonna say mute his mic and shit. Nigga ain't got no mic.
Ain't got no goddamn mic.
I ain't got no D5 Dre. Oh,
yeah. I'm gonna pass it. I'm just gonna go ahead and pass it to Mug Money.
Hey, I think it's
what happened?
What?
Coco Melon.
Hit it.
I don't want to eat that.
Oh, that big motherfucker, yeah, that shit fire.
That look like Cheech and Chong, too.
Yeah. My money, what you want to leave the people with, dog?
Hey, man, just stay safe out there, man. Keep your head on swivel, man. Peace and love.
E-block.
What do swivel mean?
E-block. E-block.
Big word.
Oh, now you want to be in there.
Now you want to be in the camera.
Got a hand in that motherfucker. Throw a hand in that motherfucker. Hey, you ain't got to get on camera, but shit. Shout your business out right quick, dog, because we got you on live, yeah. This nigga waved the coat over there. This nigga's so weak, bro.
Yeah, that's
you serious right now?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Hard to beat the best. Yeah, hard to beat the best. Yeah. Never seen his hair.
Slide it over some more. There you go right there. There you go right there.
Miles, you know we do it all. You know, just give us a call. You know we got you.
Give me the number, nigga. I know they can see it, but say it.
Oh.
That's right.
586-519.
4459.
Damn. Who did they ask about?
That thing got professional. 555. He enunciate.
White
person, he enunciate right. Like a mama.
I thought he was a nigga. He's not white.
He got his business on real quick. Right.
Who started enunciating.
Can I promote mine?
Who did they ask
about? Low down at Mike Epps at One Mic down in Woodward. Yeah, down in Woodward, the old Punch Bowl, the old bowling alley.
What's up? You be down there on Thursdays? When you be down there?
Well, I'll let you know. If I get some headphones, I'll let you know.
Man,
what time is it?
Yo, 11:05.
It ain't 12 o'clock yet. Y'all getting drunk.
It's time to get out of here.
Shout out to the Lions. Shout out to the NBA, the WNBA.
Hey,
shout
hold on. Now, who do they ask for? You didn't tell them who to ask for. You just gave them the number.
D.
There you go. Okay.
Damn. Damn. D. I think something about shh. Yo, hey, this didn't turn into the old E-Block, niggas. This how E-Block used to be, nigga. 50 niggas in the basement, dog, going crazy. One microphone and shit.
Getting high playing video games.
Dog, that's it, bro.
Y'all know. Hey, with money on the table, talking about some bet, nigga.
Y'all know how to find him. He on the back of a milk carton. Have you seen me? That's him. Yeah.
Dog, that's how old you is, nigga. They ain't did that shit in years, nigga. They ain't put a nigga on a milk carton.
Have you seen me? My name D. Okay. Yeah, okay.
This shit do milk still come in cartons?
No, I don't even know. Right?
I don't know. How much that coffee these days?
Yeah, if you see some milk in a carton, you might want to pass that motherfucker.
That's classic, nigga. Yeah, that's classic. I ain't seen that shit, dog. Yo, on that note, dog, fuck it. We up out of here. This nigga done lit that big ass blunt, dog, that blunt joint.
Marlon Wayans when he was
rolling
that
joint.
Damn. Yeah, we gonna talk about your shit.
My little shit, my little shit.
Hey, everybody has their own way of doing things. You know what I'm saying?
It get me high.
You know what it takes for me.
Don't let him talk to me like that.
You smoking the wrong thing.
No, I don't.
Come on over to
Duke's. I knew that was coming.
That's what that is.
Say another advertisement right there.
And we're going to make sure you get high. You
hear
me?
Yes, sir.
So that's two advertisements.
Like, on that note, though.
Don't let them talk to you like that.
On that note, we up out here, though. Don't forget to check out my man's Coke Corner. Red carpet joint 26? This Friday, dog, 7:00, Bel Air. Pull up on the gang, dog. The whole gang gonna be in the building, dog. Pull up to the red carpet premiere. I think it's 7:00. I believe it is. Check my page, you'll see. Shout out to my man, Coke Corner, Lester, the psychological thriller, coming out on Friday, dog. We gonna be in the building, dog. That's it, dog. To the next time, you already know what it is. Live is Cloud Radio Show on the planet. On the planet.
Earth, God.
Straight from the E-Block Radio Live for you down right this moment, man. We out of here. It's going crazy.
This whole damn podcast is out of control.
Peace out, y'all. We out of here, bro.
Yo.
Wake your ass up. It's the Wake and Bake Show, live on eblockradio.com.
Thank you for listening to this episode. If you or your company are looking to jump into the podcast world, now is the time. The Plug Agency is here to connect you to the full power of podcasting. You just record and leave the rest to us. The people are listening and want to hear from you. Theplug-agency.com. That's theplug-agency.com. Click the link in the episode description for an exclusive offer.
This is Sarah Hubbard, host of You and Me Kid, a podcast about starting and raising a family on your own. We just launched season 2, and I'm speaking with single moms, those still considering, and experts in relevant fields to give you a real sense of what the day-to-day experience of solo parenting looks and feels like. Plus, this season, I've partnered with California Cryobank, the #1 sperm bank in the U.S. So wherever you are in the process, this podcast provides some support, humor, and helpful information. Listen to You and Me Kid wherever you get your podcasts.